stick dance. In Nulato, Alaska, we have stick dance. All week we have potlatches and cake and coffee. After, the men sing songs for the dead people, and the women wear metsahulans and dance in an arch. On Friday, they dance facing the sun. When the pole with feathers and ribbons is brought in, the women dance facing the singers. When the sun will rise the next morning, for 14 special songs. After everybody dances all night around the pole, later the men take down the pole. On Saturday, some people will be dressed to pay them back for helping the dead person. They get all new clothes from the family.
Hi, this is Leonard Stickman of Mulatto. Last night was our second night of singing and dancing, getting ready for the stick dance, which will be on the 10th of this month. We had a lot of new songs that were sung by certain individuals, including Pauline Peter, Edna Stickman, Ellen Peter, and probably a lot other more. I just have these few names here. Martha Joe and Lena Demoski. I'd like to make a correction on the number of people that was being dressed. There are 37 people. The singers were Missouri Stanley from Kealtag, Kentucky Sanders from Nulato, Clematis Marka from Kealtag, Fabian George from Nulato, Sebastian McGinty from originally from Nulato. It was really a lively night last night as the singers was really in the mood. Tonight's probably going to be better yet.
Brothers and the parents and a wife, I think, they say the story, you know. It's the story start out like this. And then he start trapping Martin in the fog. And every time he's going to this Martin traps, you know, everyone has Martins in it. So he have whole bunch of it. And pretty soon after, later, he don't catch anymore. And the bait that he put in there was missing. And some of the houses are fall in. It fall in, and he don't know how. But there's marten tracks around the place, but he couldn't know how this thing, he couldn't catch it, because he caught lots before. And then when the moonlight came out, he was thinking to himself, I wonder how come my houses are broken in and don't catch nothing, taking the food. So he went close to one, you know, so far that he can see the house, that the cobby house. So he was watching it, and pretty soon he see Martin coming. It went right near the place. It went right on top. And just like it was just dancing, you know, on top of the cobby house. It was dancing, just like making noise. But it wasn't singing or anything. And then it jumped down, and then it went behind and grabbed that food. This was the first thing, the first night, you know. Then that night he came home, and then he went to bed. As he went to bed, what this Martin was doing was jumping and, like, dancing on top of this cubby house, that he was singing the first song that they're going to sing for the before the stick dance, you know, the first song. Then the second one he went to, same way. Then the third one, it was all 14, you know, and each one had songs that it was doing the same thing, you know, dancing on top of each houses. And he dreamed about it, and then he wake up, so the next day he start singing them songs all day and keep on, you know, till he gets use of it, of them. So then he finished these 14 songs and lots of other songs for the stick dance too, you know. So he was thinking, gee, I wonder how come I dream so much of these. Maybe my relatives that I lost and my brothers wanted food. So he made 14 baskets and put it around in the house, you know, in his house, all the way around. And to each one, he sing to these baskets, you know, full of food. And then after he get through singing to them, he grabbed the whole thing, each one of them, and he have fire, you know, in the center. And then he throw them in the fire. Then he think he's feeding his people that he lost. Well, there was nobody else besides him. He was all alone. It's what Daddy used to tell me. Just this part I remember, you know. But the rest I don't remember. Then at the end he finished. For I don't know how long he was doing that. Then he put stick in his house. And then he decorated, like, you know. He put red rim all around and black rim all around. And then he put it right in the center in his house. Start dancing around it all night till he finished all the songs. And then he said, well, this should start now for a farther ahead, you know. Then he said, it will go as far as Nulato. In Indian, he said, Nulado. It shouldn't go any farther than that. Means Nulato. It shouldn't go any farther than this place. That was it.
How far down?
That's in way back, you know. That was just a story. It started by a story and a dream. And it just start continue on, you know. Like by the old timers, way background used to tell stories about it, and that started it. That this poor, they find out by this, that this poster, like in our way, they say they feed their people that they lost by the dish that they gave out, you know. Like our dish we give out, and like those people that sit all around, you know, they have dish, every one of them. And we set it right in front of them. Well, they say that's where we're feeding our children, like in the back stories, you know. So we try to continue on that all the time, even though if we don't believe it, but just, you know, we just try to keep it up because there's a lot of people come in for it and they have a lot of fun. And like our kids, we try to let our kids know and to learn them and to teach them so they can continue on.
And it's not that you just make up your mind overnight or, say, a couple months before the potlatch that you start planning your potlatch. It takes 2 years, maybe 4 years at that time, because the people all used to go out trapping and you have to work for your money the hard way and keep putting away as you make your money.
Yeah, the best of everything you got. Away for this more or less, like if you catch a bear or something, they would reserve that, the best part of the meat, for this potlatch, and they'll drive it maybe from Kaikuk River all the way down, dogs, you know. The same way with the moose. Maybe they'll eat the ribs, some part of the ribs, they'll save the rest. Just the best of everything they put aside until their cache is full. And trapping the same way with the furs, like lynx and land otter, wolverine, and wolf. They put that aside. I mean, you know, they could sell it, but they want to keep the best for this celebration.
I remember my grandmother, when my grandfather died, she dressed up seven men for him. And it took her about 3 years to prepare for the potlatch. And I remember as a little girl, whenever we used to go up in the cache, they had the caches off the
ground.
And there was one sack for nothing but mucklucks, a sack for slippers, a sack for stockings, all have to be filled, you know. And then she used to go over to Unalakleet and get seal oil and muktuk for that. And that's about 4 days going over and 4 days coming back by dog team. So it used to take a lot of work and a lot of preparation for their stick dances and potlatches years ago. It's not like how it is now.
It's not like what it is now. Like in those days, everybody, not just two or three, every man in the village went out, got wood for the dance hall. All the women had to get on their knees and scrub that floor. They didn't just mop it, they scrubbed it. I remember Lysol smelling dance hall, but I never did, as a little girl, see any man or a woman go in that dance hall with jeans on. They were dressed. They took baths, scrubbed their hair. All the women just had to be just so, and they never went in there dirty.
And the men with suits and white
suit
shirts
and white shirts, they never went in that hall. And that was the respect that's lost with this generation. I don't know what happened, but anyway, it's lost. And I don't know, there was a big respect at that time for that dance hall. We never saw anybody go in there with jeans, no. They were all just slick and
dirty. In fact, the woman never used to wear jeans then, really.
And another thing I remember as a little girl in this village, every Saturday, every woman in this village got on their knees and scrubbed their floors with Lysol. There was not as, you could just eat off their floor. And it's amazing now what a big change in the last 25 years.
I wonder if you're talking about before, you know, the way people act now in the hall. I wonder if it's because maybe now they don't quite remember or don't quite know exactly why they're doing this.
I think even if they did know,
they don't care.
It's
just their attitude towards this now is, well.
You think the younger kids know really why the stick dance is going on?
They do, but they don't have the feeling like we do.
They don't have the feeling, yeah. That feeling is gone.
It's just the mothers that are about your age know what's going on.
And we knew just what our grandmothers and mothers did, you know, and it just naturally came into us that we have the feeling that our love for them is still there, you know. When all this singing and everything is going on, we could almost just picture our
ancestors
sitting there, you know, just
it's sad. And then again,
and then this dish that they pass back and forth, you probably noticed that dish going back and forth from house to house. This dish represents, before we put their souls away real good, you know, we're feeding their spirit so they could be at rest at the end after the week, you know, we could rest and walk out. But in the meantime, we're feeding them. And those that got the dish and don't forget to pass it back, well, they go hungry.
It's the meaning of it.
Yeah. And then it just relieves us, you know.
Yeah,
just to think that we're doing something for somebody we love, you know. That's the feeling we have. We're working for somebody that we love that's already gone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And after we do this, then it makes us feel better. We don't care too much to cry, or we don't, you know. It really does relieve us. You know, we think that we did what we can, and we did,
and we put them at rest. Now, you see.
And the songs that you sing at the stick dance and this week, are they special songs?
They are really special. You got to listen to those 14 songs. The big part of this stick dance is those 14 songs before the stick come in.
Yeah.
And then the songs they sing now, you know, is a song that someone made for their dear ones.
And every song, we know who sang the song, and we know who it was made for. Mm-hmm. And this is what makes us so, you know, we just...
Would you use the same song, like, for two different people?
No.
No, it's all different, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you would understand the words,
yeah,
it just, it just has a meaning.
And the words, and you know, for people that never had no education, if you could understand that Indian language,
mm-hmm.
every other line rhymes with the next line,
mm-hmm.
and it mm-hmm. is amazing how those people could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And just that one little song that I made, you know, for my sister, I guess you heard me singing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could tell you the meaning of everything that I put in there because I made it, you know, myself. I mean, I'm the one that sang the song. And it starts like this. Well, we know that you just went away, you know, you're just in a different world. You just went to sleep, you know, that's the way it starts out. My dear sister, you just went to sleep. And, you know, we depended on you. Like, she's the oldest, she was the oldest, you know, we depended on you, but now you left us and, you know, we're just, this is why I made this song. And all the people here in Nolato would just love to be at your funeral, but it just can't be done, you know. But we all miss you here in Nolato, knowing that you're one of us, you know. And then you died in a different place, you know, Fairbanks, and she's buried up there. And like all the, like the song is like for the whole Nolato, you know, we really miss you, but then, you know, we can't all afford to go there to your funeral, but we're there with you. And we hope now you're with our grandmother and, you know, you're happy where you're at. And so this is the song, you know, the meaning of, I mean, the best I could explain. But in Indian, it's really
mm-hmm.
more.
You, Dorothy, sing yours.
Anna Sadeye, Ho Sadeye. Dena nena adi met eno met ne taktane ana sodeya posodeya ne toye ni tato ne tut ne iyo koda dena ne sabde hoze dena tali lo kune anna so de ho so de do we see never so ho that's the ho anna so de ho so de at a hat at a ho so ho ni yes ni fada ne oh, that Kula, yeah. But this song Kula means poor in Indian, and this woman that made the song made it for her son. And in this song she says, well, even the people from the outside are crying for you. My son, you know, you are such a, you know, friend to everybody that even the people from the outside miss you. This is the way
she sent him to the hospital. He was dying with TB, and he sent him to the hospital, but he died and they brought him back. That's what he meant, that
that
brought
you him. Nana, that he was
that
loved,
he,
you know, by the white people, who was like
his adult son now, he loved him.
Mm-hmm.
That means that she had sent him
yeah.
up, and he died up there, and the body came back.
And the white people are crying along with her, because they loved him. He was such a wonderful boy, you know. And this song we're going to sing is Kula, Kula. Kule, you nan ma khod anna miyat adot sadin alegi o kule. Hey, ahi, oh, hey.
Hey,